Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Sincere love. The Apostle Paul begins a lengthy series of commands for Christians with a simple statement: love must be sincere. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Let's define a couple of those key words. Love, the Greek word agape, is not self-focused, but others-serving. And sincere, anapokritos, means genuine, not hypocritical, or, as the Amplified Bible says, a real thing. Love is the motivating force for us to be able to carry out every one of the commands listed in verses 9 through 21 with God-honoring sincerity. Love clings to what is good and drives away evil. Love is devoted to God and to its neighbor. Love honors others more than self. Love is zealous. Love serves God in everything. Love is joyful in hope. Love is patient in affliction. Love is faithful in prayer. Love is hospitable to its neighbors. Love blesses persecutors. Love rejoices with those who rejoice. Love mourns with those who mourn. Love finds a way to live in harmony with others. Love is not proud. Love never repays evil for evil. Love always does what is right. Love lives at peace with everyone. Love doesn't seek revenge. Love serves its enemies. Love overcomes evil with good. This is a great list, a lofty, noble, Christ-glorifying list. How do I know if I am fulfilling these mandates? Quite simply, I could ask myself, what does it sound like if I replace the word love in those statements with my own name? Do each of those statements sound accurate if I do that? If not, that means I need to continue to offer my body as a living sacrifice, Romans chapter 12, verse 1, so that the Holy Spirit can continue to sanctify me.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.